from your home of lawnmower repair advice and sports, live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, you are. How we doing?
Good.
Good. You want to continue our lawnmower discussion, or can we?
I mean, we could.
We really should.
I don't think we have a... another great idea for a show.
Yeah, we have more great ideas for
DIY.
Shows. Yeah, we have more great ideas for shows than we have time for shows. We're idea men, really. Yeah, so if anybody wants to come help me fix a riding lawnmower, I'll be at my house this weekend working on that. You? No?
You'll be
at work too, yeah. All right, well, next week. We'll table that for
next
another
week.
Day.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful day outside?
So far, so
it's
good.
It's summer. Yeah. So when you get up early, yeah, it's beautiful every day.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Look at you go.
I've had coffee.
Yeah, that helps.
it doesn't hurt. We have limited sports things.
Really?
Which is fine. It is, you know, unless we're in the throes of football season or midst of college basketball season, it's really, you know.
Well, you should get EA Sports or whatever, the new game.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah.
No, it's already out.
Yeah. No, I mean, for me, it's coming. I'm buying it next week. Yeah. For anyone who isn't a huge video game fan like myself, EA Sports College Football 2025 is coming out. Or is out. I will be giving. I'll talk about that next week because I'm going to play the heck out of it. It was a video game series when I was younger. It was, you could play a franchise mode. You could recruit players. You could build a dynasty.
Sure.
So it's basically everything that's fun about college sport. You could play it. The players were real. Like, you could see they had numbers instead of names.
Have you seen blips of it or previews of it
yet?
It
looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The engine that they use is. It's Madden. It looks like Madden. It looks, as you're watching it, it feels like you're watching. You know, the announcers are great. It's like watching a game. It's great. Yeah, I'm so excited about that. But
as you said, you didn't have any time for stuff.
Well, I'll fit that in. You know,
I will
miss out on sleep and repairing a lawnmower to play a few. It's been like, I think the last one came out in 2012.
Okay.
It's been 10 years, and it was a really popular franchise, but the NCAA got sued by a number of college athletes back then, and they dragged this court case out. So really, the NIL stuff that's happening now with college sports is a direct result of the lawsuit that was placed by college basketball and football players back in the last decade. So, yes, that other than that, real sports, we have the Brewers are on an all-star break.
Okay.
NFL training camps are... I think there's one. I think the Houston Texans are the first team to have everybody reporting.
I think by the 23rd, I think everybody has to report.
Right. Yep. So we've got next week, Monday, Tuesday sort of thing. You've got a full-fledged 90-man roster for 30 teams. So then we can get NFL heavy because it doesn't take long before the first injuries start to happen.
Right. Yep.
It doesn't take long before this free agent or this whatever it is happening. Your favorite team, my favorite team, will start kind of coming into picture in the next week. That's not going to stop me from asking a few questions about the NFL this week because it's also fantasy football season. Slowly but surely, we're gonna have to eventually talk about football. I know. I'm with you. I'll tell you how little sports is going on in the world this week. My number three thing was Bronny James Summer League. Yeah, LeBron.
He's actually looking better in the last.
LeBron James' son was drafted 55th by the Lakers a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, whatever. It's a 55th overall pick in an NBA draft. The odds of him becoming a great NBA player, slim. The odds of him becoming a rotational player, no matter who that was at the 55th pick, you know, marginal.
Right.
You're looking at a guy who makes a roster, probably plays in the G League quite a bit, has no hype about him, whatever. You might not even know your team. I don't know the name. I mean, I do because I. But the Bucks' second round pick isn't getting as much notoriety as 55th overall pick. It's because it's LeBron James' son.
Right.
He's a 6'3 guard, super athletic. You know, like as you would expect from a son of LeBron James. Has a good basketball IQ. Great teammate. Plays defense. Had missed 15 straight 3-pointers. Was shooting like 23% for the summer. Did not look, in the first couple games, didn't look like an NBA player. Not that, I mean, like I said, you take away the James on the back of his jersey, you wouldn't be concerned, although you'd be concerned that a second-round pick is shooting 15 threes and not making them. But even then, That's what the summer league is for. This, right. It's essentially glorified scrimmages.
Well, it's a developmental.
Correct.
You know?
Yep.
And especially for Bronny, he hadn't played because he had that heart attack last year.
Yep, he played. He wasn't a starter at USC last year, and he was coming off and wasn't even an injury, right? Like,
it was a heart attack.
He was coming a heart attack for an 18-year-old kid, put him off of basketball for quite a while.
Sure.
So, yes, this really is a developmental year almost for him. So you're going to probably see him at the beginning of the year for the hype and the pictures,
sure,
and the posterity of, you know,
father's son.
I mean, which is amazing. Like I said, you think about the ability to do that in any workplace.
Sure.
It'd be pretty cool, let alone professional sports. But, yeah, he looked real bad for first couple games. And then he looked the last two games he's played, he's been a double-digit scorer. He looks confident. He doesn't look like he's going to play. I mean, it doesn't change anything for his season, right?
Right.
Like, it's an up and a down. There's a good chance that this is as good as he's going to look all year.
Right.
Until he hits the G League, where I'm guessing, you know, he's gonna look great because he was a McDonald's All-American in high school. It's not like he's a complete nobody. He's not just LeBron James' son. He's also an incredibly talented basketball player.
Yep.
So, he's, like I said, he missed a whole bunch of threes. Then he made a couple, you know, looking like an NBA player type shots, played really good defense, blocks and steals and assists. That was LeBron James' son in the summer league. That was, I don't know anything else that really happened in the summer league. I can't tell you. I watched a little bit of it because it's on TV. So I'll catch it late night. I'll catch it in different spots with different teams. Zach Edey from Purdue looks like the rookie of the year. Like he, at 7'5", 300 pounds, is dominating summer league. He did get hurt yesterday, a foot injury, but he's a guy who will start for, he plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. Looks like he sets the best screens probably in the NBA.
Sure.
He's got good hands. He's going to be a double-double guy as a rookie, but that, you know, there's no improvement from that. He's not going to develop into anything else other than a huge, huge player who can play about 25 minutes a game, but can't keep up with the fast break of it.
At 7'4", I mean.
And it's fun to, you know, it's interesting to watch a guy that big. It always is. When you look at, like, freak athletes that are pro athletes against other freak athletes,
sure,
you know, and he's that much bigger than all of them. That was the summer league wrap. The Bucks rookies, and they had two this year that they drafted, looked like young athletic rookies, you know. They look like 6'6". Best athletes in the gym who could use a year or two to figure it out. Along those lines, Bucks news, Chris Middleton had two ankle surgeries.
Again.
He's had three all-stars. They keep describing him as a three-time all-star. He was, but that was 5 years ago. He's now been about 3 years consecutively of just being hurt. Off-season ankle surgeries, pretty much for the last 3 years, where he misses the first 25 games of the year, plays about 50-some games, looks pretty good, but isn't as athletic as he was the year before. So Chris Middleton looks like a classic bad contract that the Bucks really found themselves having to give, but they did that. So they're stuck with Chris Middleton and his bad, bad ankles for another year. Although, like I said, when he's healthy, but that Bucks roster, when healthy, when constructed as it is one of the best in the NBA, but they haven't been healthy for a couple of years now. What else we got?
Staying on basketball?
Sure.
Russell Westbrook got traded again?
Yeah, this is a funny one. Russell Westbrook is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Russell Westbrook has put up triple-doubles for the year more than once in his career. He's an incredible, maybe the most athletic guard that we have seen in the NBA for a generation. He's at the tail end of his career because he was drafted in the same sort of era with Kevin Durant and James Harden and a couple years after LeBron James. So he's in his, you know, 15th, 16th season. So at this point, he's a sixth man. He was a sixth man for the Clippers last year. They traded him for the second year in a row.
Sixth team, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, he's on his sixth team. For the second consecutive year in a row, he was traded to the Utah Jazz, and the Utah Jazz bought out his contract and let him sign with anybody. This is the second year in a row they've done that. They've absorbed, they've got a second round pick and some filler 2 years in a row to give Russell Westbrook money to not play for them so he could go play for somebody else.
It's more than likely, it sounded like the Nuggets.
The Nuggets, yep. Denver Nuggets, who, you know, 2 years ago were the best team and looking like the dynasty of all, for, you know, in the West at least. Yep, Russell Westbrook's going to chase a ring. And yeah. Why not? If you want to stay on the West Coast, because he's a California guy, played at UCLA, Denver's about as good as of an option as you're going to get. Phoenix.
And they need an outside shooter.
And so. they need a shooter. They need, like I said, I can't imagine any team wouldn't be an upgrade over their backup point guard than Russell Westbrook.
Right.
So that went pretty well for them.
Okay.
Okay, what else we got? The other thing coming up soon, next month, is the Summer Olympics.
7 days.
7 days. Almost next month, right? We're getting... Summer Olympics are in Paris.
Yep.
Of course, they're every 4 years.
Yep.
They feature sports that we know and love, gymnastics, basketball. Then there's a lot of interesting sports. It's one of those, I like niche sports.
Sure.
I like, the thought that somebody would dedicate their lives and their athletic prime to being the best, break dancer in the world. Break dancing is an Olympic sport. You can get absolutely a gold medal in breakdancing. Artistic swimming, which I watched a clip of artistic swimming. Man, you got to be able to hold your breath for a really, really long time. That is one of those sports that I could never do under any circumstances. That seems super, super hard, but it's swimming underwater to music, which is really interesting to watch. They have 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics. For the second year in a row, the U.S. is the best at that. There is a couple former like Division I college players. Then it's also he also was a Division I player, but it's the grandson of Rick Barry, who is an NBA great. Both of his uncles, John and the other one, he's slipping my.
I don't know.
There was two Barry, two of Rick Barry's sons both played in the NBA. His name is Canyon Barry. And he is the best 3-on-3. He's a shooter.
It's like Lindenberry.
It is 100%. Yes, they are.
Sorry.
That's all right. No, you gotta. That's why you got a mic.
The color. Oh.
That's why you gotta say something.
I control it.
You are in control of your mic. That is a good thing to be. It 3-on-3 basketball is kind of fun to watch because it really feels like what you would play at the court at the school. You know,
sure.
Like outside. Playing, it's you got to bring it back to the 3-point line. It's fast paced with it's half court. So it's really kind of fun to watch a 3-on-3 basketball. There is, and for around here, you can appreciate this. There is, and it's not kayaking, it's canoe slalom and canoe sprint.
Oh.
It is intense to watch. It's a two-man game, much like the bobsled. And for anybody who's jumped in the Kickapoo with their buddy and gone down, you've done this. Like, how fast can you go? And usually you can go about, 50 yards before you get real tired or spill some stuff.
I'm looking at a picture of canoe slalom.
Sure.
Does not look like a canoe.
No?
No. It looks like a kayak.
They call it canoe. Does it look like a,
Yeah.
Let's see.
Here. That's sprint. That's the canoe sprint.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I'm not a waterman enough to know the difference between a canoe and a kayak. That does look like a kayak.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but man, they watching the slalom super hard. If anybody's gone, same thing.
That looks intense.
It is, yeah, and it's a pretty fast paced thing. Like I said, you don't have to be an expert at canoe slalom to understand what you're seeing. It's a pretty simple like, oh, that guy is fast.
Right.
But it's a marathon swimming.
Yep.
10 kilometers.
Yeah.
Of just swimming that is obscenely hard. I would imagine, like I said, I like the thought of being so good at swimming that you decide to just keep going. You know, somebody's like, the race is only 5 kilometers. You're like, no, I'm gonna keep going. I bet I can do. And now it's an Olympic sport. Sport climbing is fun to watch.
Sure.
It looks just like the most intense version of wall climbing that you'd see at like a gym or at the children's museum.
Timed.
And like I said, the athletic ability that is in the men and women that do that is is pretty fascinating. And like I said, to be, because these are probably, I'd assume, rock climbers and things like that, that also are like, oh, we can get a gold medal here.
Do you think these people, it's their lives? Consume it, do you think? Do they have a day job?
Well, if it's asking? Probably the answer is both yes. Most Olympic sports, at least in the classic era, you're an amateur athlete.
Right.
So there's a training center. Like in Milwaukee, there's the ice skating center. It's an Olympic training center for ice skating. So it's a bunch of ice sports are there. I would assume somewhere there is a U.S. center for, say, sport climbing and trampoline.
Sure.
Like there's probably, they maybe go to like a Kids R Us, Kids in Motion, shut it down for a day and do their training. But so I'd assume they have a job, and you'll hear advertising during the Olympics talking about certain companies hiring Olympians.
Sure.
And I would assume you need a job because I've never seen advertised sport climbing championships. I've never thought to go there. I've never watched it on TV. So I don't think there's a TV deal where they're splitting money. So I'd assume that it is a full-time, like, you have your weekends. Like, what are you doing this week? Well, we're going to the center. We're going to go train. Like all Olympic sports, if there's an Olympic, there's also a world championships. There's a regional championship. My guess is there's a tour out there somewhere of sport climbing. Feels like more in Europe than here. I don't know why, but
probably.
I'd assume it's kind of both, And then, so for about a 2-week period, there's a lot of notoriety. You probably get your fame. You get your endorsement deals.
If you win gold, especially, I'm sure there's doors that open up.
Like the trampoline. Which, by the way, oh man, alive! I've jumped on a trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
I would break every bone in my ankles trying to do any of the tricks that they do. But, the trampoline is, they get so high up in the air, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to watch, man. There's certain oddities in sports that I really do get excited about. Hot dog eating championships, trampoline.
Especially in July where there's nothing else on.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And they do a great job of Olympic coverage is on all the time, because it's in Europe, it's live at 3 a.m. So essentially you can turn your TV on at 3 a.m. and watch all day, and then you could watch recorded stuff, because just like the World Cup, you can't watch it all, or the March Madness, you can't watch it all at the same time. So
if you really want to be motivated about it.
Oh, I mean, you could set a pretty good schedule. Yeah. I'm sure you could, get a couple.
Multiple screens.
Get many, many laptop. Screens going would probably, you could catch some of that. I don't know any of the athletes in any of the sports that I just listed, but I know.
Other than Team USA?
I mean, Team USA basketball might be the only athletes that I can name most all of them for the, because it's essentially the all-star team. Yeah.
Dream Team 2?
Minus a couple. Well, they say that every year. Yeah. That original Dream Team was full of only Hall of Famers.
Right.
Like, you look at the picture of that, and I had it on my wall, and it's Larry Bird. It's Michael Jordan. It's Scottie Pippen. It's
Magic
Johnson. It's John Stockton. It's Karl Malone. It's literally a who's who of all of them are in the Hall of Fame. So, no other, when you look at this current itineration of the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team, you've got half of them are Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Because back then, back in the 92 Dream Team era, all of the best players in the world were all from the U.S.
Right.
You could make an argument for a couple of other players marginally in the rest of the world. But now, that's been 30 years. 30 years later, half the best players.
Well, that was, too, that Dream Team with Michael and everything, that was the first year they allowed professional athletes.
That is correct.
And that's kind of why it was a big deal back
then. Now we're four times over of that. And they're all pros. They're all – but there's teams – Serbia has guys like Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
Luka Doncic plays for Slovenia. The Canadian team has 10 NBA players on it,
right,
including a couple who are, all-star caliber. The U.S. is still the best, but – that gap is slowly closing little by little by little. Other than that, that'll be, when it starts.
It was weird. They cut, or Kawhi Leonard got cut off that team and got replaced with Derek White, not Jaylen Brown.
That was a funny one. That was an interesting thing in sports. Kawhi Leonard is a really athletic wing player, often injured, injured, which was weird. That it was odd to me that he was even on the team. Why he would choose to sign up for the Olympics when he couldn't complete the season.
Right.
So he was replaced by Jaylen Brown, his first or second team All NBA. He was an All Star this year. Championship plating was probably played better than anybody else in most all the NBA Finals games. Derek White is also on that same team. He's a lesser version of all the things I just described Jaylen Brown can do. Derek White does them, but just not as well.
Right.
But he got named to the Olympic team, and they tried to spin it like it's a matchups thing. Well, if that were the case, you would have signed up Derek White instead of Kawhi Leonard to begin with. It didn't make any sense to me. Yeah. Why they couldn't just say, well, we like Derek White better. Or they couldn't have just put Jaylen, you know, it was weird that there was a controversy of like that going into it. So anyway, they picked Derek White, and Derek, I'm sure they're going
to. That team just lose?
No. The USA went 3-0 in their warm-up games against, it was Serbia, somebody and somebody.
Australia,
and somewhere in the middle of there was another team. No, they looked really, really good. There wasn't.
I thought they lost.
They should be the odds-on favorite to win a championship for the, or win gold medals. In the Olympics. Sorry, not chance. It's not a chance. Oh, it's a world championship, technically. Gold. It's a gold championship. What else?
Brewers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Brewers are 55-42 at the All-Star break.
Nice.
They're first place by 4.5 games. They are in the same spot they've been the entire year. In first place with a roster that is surprisingly good at hitting. With a pitching rotation that is underwhelming. All year, they've had a C-minus starting line or starting rotation. The five guys, they've had the most starting pitchers for any major league team this year. Mm. Something like 15 starters.
Interesting.
They've gone through all. Everyone has been hurt. They've gone minor league options in their own double and triple A. Some better than others. Tobias Myers has been fantastic. Every start that he's had has been a quality start that you feel like the Brewers could win. They've dipped into other teams' veterans, guys like Dallas Keuchel, who they cut after five starts. He was not good, and so they cut him. You know, whatever. He's 36 years old. He's played. He won a Cy Young in 2015 or 16, and he's played in the 6 years after. He's played for six different teams, all of them. So he's you know, whatever. They've tried. They've been in first place all year with this cobbled together starting rotation,
duct tape and wire,
with a lineup that, despite the fact you can't name a lot of the players in their lineup, they're just better.
Yeah,
everybody on that team offensively is playing better than they did last year.
Better managing,
and yeah, maybe, you know, it's hard to, well, could be actually, yes. I'll just say yes, you know, because Craig Counsell is leading the Chicago Cubs to a last place finish. They're going to, if they're not in last place now, they'll be at the end of the year in last place. That'll be 2 years in a row. The Cubs have been really, really bad, and they're not any better with Craig Counsell, which was their big offseason move, honestly, was taking the Brewers manager and making him their own. That was supposed to hurt the Brewers and help the Cubs, and it has not hurt the Brewers, and it has not helped the Cubs. So that has been nice to see. Pat Murphy has been steadying the ship. You know, they picked the right guy. Their bullpen is still fantastic. I don't know who their pitching coach is. At some point, I should learn his name.
Yeah.
Because he's had a couple, 2-3 years of just developing arms. Managing the bullpen correctly is one of the most important things in baseball.
Okay.
They've done it really well. They're still looking at needing a starter. And until they trade for one, I'm not gonna go through the who's who, because they have tons of tradable young 19 to 23-year-old talent in single, double, triple A. They've got tons of it that would be great bait to get any number of starters. Would be an upgrade over everyone besides Freddy Peralta, Colin Ray, and Tobias Myers. It'd be an upgrade over all of them because I can't name any of the other nine starters that have pitched marginally well for the Brewers all year. So they still need that upgrade.
Okay.
But they had two All-Stars this year. You could argue that they could have had two more.
Sure.
They could have had a reliever and Bryce Turang make the All-Star game along with Christian Yelich and Willem Contreras, who were both starters. Yeah, it'll be nice. They're in a spot. It's nice to have a 4.5 game lead with, where are we at, 97 games. So we've got 75 games left, okay, give or take. It's nice to have a lead going into it. I don't like that it's the Cardinals, because the reason I don't like the Cardinals is because they always seem to make a run. They always seem to make a trade, or something happens where they catch the Brewers. So,
does it matter? Because the Phillies are going to probably take it all, aren't they?
Well, you know, if I was assuming, yeah, of course it does, because the Brewers need to make the playoffs.
Right.
For me, as a Brewers fan, it's making the playoffs that matters. Right. They've never won a postseason series that I can remember. So, yeah, making the playoffs is what you have to do. To me, it's like making a bowl game.
Sure.
You have to make the playoffs for it to be a successful season. Sure. That's why it wasn't a couple of years ago.
Okay. 3 minutes left.
Wow. Are you sure? Clock's not right.
Yeah,
is
pretty
it?
Sure.
Oh, man alive.
Pretty
All right.
sure.
Well, I mean, lucky for you, that's pretty darn near close to the end of my things that mattered in sports this week. Because other than that, like I said, NFL training camp is coming up.
I'm glad you didn't bring up Jordan Addison.
Yeah, I don't want to talk. The Vikings haven't had a great offseason to get for player development, we'll say, this year. It's hard. I'm not going to talk about anybody wants to look up what Jordan Addison did this week. Feel free.
Yeah. We also lost that fourth rounder, the rookie, to a drunk driver.
Oh, that's yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That was 2 weeks
ago. That's a rough. That is a rough offseason. Yeah, I don't want to bring anybody down.
The Vikings now top of the list of the most arrests per team.
They had that for a while because
they still have it for a while. We're like 57 arrests.
Yeah, we could go through a list of all the things Vikings players have been arrested for next week. That might be a fun
on
list.
On a boat.
I mean, that's the only one I really wanted to talk about, quite honestly. That one makes me chuckle and has for 25 years.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's not that crazy. Now that you look at everything that you know about pro athletes and the celebrity life, does that really surprise you?
No.
You know, no, it surprised you then because there wasn't a 24-hour celebrity sports cycle going on. But nowadays, I can understand. I don't appreciate it, but I understand. So we can talk about NFL. Like the Packers have a couple of nice changes, upgrades to their team that are worth spending more than, you know, a minute and change talking about. The Vikings too, you know, like they've made some really, really good
a lot of change
for the better, because there isn't a team in the NFC North that is looking at tanking, right? Like.
Not at this point.
You tank for a quarterback, and all of them have a quarterback. So
mostly.
I mean, I would say that. Well, the Vikings. If the Vikings finish at 2-15 this year, you're in a lot of ton of trouble, right? Like you've just signed the most expensive wide receiver. You drafted your quarterback last year. You're not in a spot to need. The only thing you tank for is a quarterback.
That's
the only position in sports, quite honestly, that is worth tanking for is an NFL starting the best quarterback in the league, a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. So nobody in that division is looking at bottoming out. Every team is trying to get better, and you could argue that it's an interesting.
I think the North will be one of the stronger divisions this year.
It's interesting to say strong division, because that could either lead you to have four teams sitting around 500, right? Like you could have four teams within 10-7 and 7-10,
right?
And you could say it's because they're all so competitive that they beat each other up,
right?
Or you're gonna somebody has to be the dominant team. You figure in this four team race, somebody's got to win 13 games. Somebody's got to win. Man alive!
Yeah,
we'll cover that next week, man.
Okay,
this has been the best show ever. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.